past 7 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thanksgiving week is upon us. Thanksgiving is the 24th Thursday. Today is the 21st. They have 3 days to prepare. And how are you going to prepare? Are you going to be cooking? Are you going to be traveling? Are you going to be ignoring? There's not many people that ignore Thanksgiving because there's too much good in it.
There's too much fun in Thanksgiving.
That's right. Exactly. So why would you ignore it? There's too much Cool Whip, maybe. Maybe that's the problem. Cool Whip. I know somebody who used to put Cool Whip on turkey. Yeah, I know.
Ew.
It sounds, really, yeah. How many of you will pray before you eat your Thanksgiving meal? 800-510-8255. Will you say a prayer? Do you have a thought? What's the tradition in your family, Rich? Before the meal begins, how do you bring everybody together?
Start with the turkey.
Oh, so you don't have a prayer?
No, we don't.
No prayers.
No.
Okay.
We usually don't know.
Jennifer?
It depends on the side of the family I'm with.
People who don't pray at Thanksgiving. That's why I asked the question. Some people, my prayer is a different kind of a prayer. It's not like sitting there with your hands folded and your eyes closed, because that's just kind of, it's what we are taught in Sunday school or whatever. But does that mean God is closer because your eyes are closed and your hands are together? Probably not.
What do you
not.
Do for Thanksgiving, Jen? Well, Dougie.
Yeah, Jen, what do you do for Thanksgiving?
I was answering you and you totally cut me off.
Oh.
That's okay. I love you anyway, and you can talk about folding your hands and praying. That's okay. No, depending on the
I don't
of
think
the
I heard you. That's the I don't
oh, really?
Got everything. No, I didn't hear a word you said.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I was halfway through telling you what I do for Thanksgiving.
I didn't hear a word.
Oh, that's weird.
Not
anyway,
weird. Yeah.
Well, it depends on the side of the family I'm with. If it's my mom's side, we pray. And if it's my dad's side, we kind of do a toast to the people we've lost that aren't there with us. And I don't know, I guess that's kind of like a prayer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. How many people...
You didn't hear me because I was just chatting away.
Exercise. And what you think about the exercise is, the traditional exercise is for what are you thankful? I am thankful for... And you fill in the blanks. Right, exactly.
We do that. Do you guys go around the table talking about what you're thankful for?
I think we have done that. I will spend Thanksgiving with Megan and Brendan and Megan's husband, Matthew. It would just be the four of us. And it will be a lot about Tony, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get beyond that, then it'll just be a general conversation about what's going on in our lives that seems to be good. And then it'll go who knows in what direction. Matthew's not much of a sports fan, so Brendan will be unto himself when it comes
watching
to that.
Football.
Whatever the day. I wouldn't be surprised if after dinner Brendan disappeared and went someplace to watch a football game. In general, we'll have our thankful memories about Toni and her life and what she did. I'm wondering, those of you who have lost people, that's the holidays become sort of moribund sometimes in this business of who's gone between this year's holiday and last year's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's part of can we lighten it up a little bit? Is there any Thanksgiving humor? Maybe we ought to start off. I think that's kind of where I want to be just for a few minutes. Yeah, right. Okay. So we have a prize for the best Thanksgiving joke, 800-510-8255. All right, who's got the best Thanksgiving joke? And it's got to be obviously something you can put on the radio. But other than that, it's whatever you think is funny. The Mayflower and Priscilla Mullins and the people who came over, the Indians. Who knows? But I'm giving you that opportunity. Just have a little fun with it. 800-510-8255. You know what else it is? It's World Hello Day. Hello!
Hello.
How many different ways? Yeah.
Can we say it? Hola.
Hola. How many different ways can you say hello? This is one of those radio things. This gig started in 1972. People in 180 countries participate in this thing. Here's what you do. You say hello to 10 people on the street today. Greet them warmly, sincerely, with a smile. Say hello in any language you would like.
Da.
World, is that hello?
I don't know. You know, I'm trying to remember how to say it in Czech, and I don't know why I can't remember.
World Hello Day sort of, in my mind, puts us one step further ahead in the attempt to advance world peace, the communication that we have with one another. There's so much disruption, dis-ease, distrust, dismay. What could be more wonderful than World Hello Day? Just say hello.
It's not like it. I like that.
In church, sometimes it's uncomfortable when, you know, you're sort of forced into this turn around and shake hands with your neighbor or next door or whatever, the person that's sitting next to you. I think that can be okay. But it also, and I don't know why it's daunting, but it just is for some people. Hmm. But if you see somebody on the street, I know someone who's become a friend of mine who is, she works in Chicago at O'Hare Airport. And whenever I'm going through Chicago, I usually meet her and we have lunch. And it's interesting to watch her with people because so many people at the airport who are on the airport staff, no matter what they do, know who she is. And she says hello to them. She remembers their name. They have a quick discussion. And that's something that the friendliness of that. Tony was actually pretty good at that, too. I can be good in circumstances where I'm, I don't know what the best way is to put it. Not the focal point, because I don't like being the focal point. But just if I'm having a radio engagement, let's say, if I'm making a personal appearance at a radio station, I love to chat with the people who come. And it's a warm, it's a way of exchanging a greeting or warmth or caring. You know, I care about the people who listen to the radio program. And if you care enough to show up at an event to say hello, good Lord, why wouldn't you do hoops, turn yourself inside out to make those people feel wonderful and warm and welcome? And so if you have circumstances in your life, people that you know, you maybe play cards every week, certain time, maybe you go to an event, you have an experience with some of the same people every week, and maybe there are a few other people around, you want to bring them into the circle, just say hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Anybody home? All right, later on in the hour, deals from the Queen of Cheap, Chuck E. Cheese and Old Navy. Plus, we'll have last night's big deal, the American Music Awards. Looks like Taylor Swift had a pretty good night there.
She sweeps them in, doesn't she?
She's very well. But you know what? She deserves it from what I can tell. I hope it's not going to her head. Most of the stuff that I see about her makes
me
think
seems humble.
That she's kind of with it. And I haven't heard anything about her boyfriend problems of late. There have been a lot of discussions about that over the past year or so, right? Men who are older come in. She's only like 20 years old, right? 21? How old is she?
Yeah, I think she's only 20, actually. 20. I think her birthday's in December. How scary is it that I know that?
I don't know.
I know
a lot of stuff. I'm expecting that you know what's going on in the Natalie Wood case.
Yes,
the LA
I
Sheriff's
do.
Detective says that Robert Wagner is not a suspect. Okay, so if he's not, then who is? Only three people on the boat. Christopher Walken, Robert Wagner.
Wagner's the only...
Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
All right, so if he's not...
I think it's pretty much agreed on that Christopher Walken was downstairs asleep.
Yeah. All right, the other Wagner in the news today, Jennifer, is Jack Wagner, who's called off his engagement to Heather Locklear.
Why?
What's the problem?
I don't know. I think my guess is that they're both egomaniacs, but I don't know. I think they're both slightly crazy, but that's allegedly. I don't know that.
Now here it is. Jack says that he and Heather decided a blended family was not a good idea because their children are too young and it would be too disruptive. So, and they also were planning
the
wedding.
So they're going to stay together?
Spending all the time. It was consuming, and they didn't have time to spend with their families. So, Ava is Heather's daughter, and Jack has two children, and so kiss that goodbye. Is that she's older than he, isn't she? How
I think
old is
a
she?
Little bit. He's not. She's got to be 50-something, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she has a young daughter.
Yeah, with Richie, was it Richie Sambora, I think, is the baby daddy
there.
She's
about 50, 51. I thought he was younger than that.
He doesn't look so good. I actually had the opportunity to meet him at this soap opera thing I hosted in Hawaii, and he was kind of one of those guys that was very aloof, definitely afraid of
back
people.
Back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago about saying hello to people.
Exactly.
And why it isn't a good idea. Why wouldn't you want to say hi to everybody, as many people as you could? Say hello.
And it's evident when you're with people that do say hello. When you're the guy that doesn't say hello, you really do stick out.
Yeah, right.
I think.
Say hello to everybody. All right.
Say hello.
Say hello to Grady up in Fairbanks, Alaska, who has a turkey joke. All right, this better be good, Grady.
It is a good one. This turkey kind of had heard about how turkeys are prepared for Thanksgiving, but with a lot of stress and excitement on his face, he said, "They put the stuff in where?" And there's another one. A turkey was wearing a darn mask of a chicken, and the hunter said, "Hey, there's a turkey," and the turkey said, "What turkey?" And he had a stupid chicken mask on.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call.
Come on, I like it.
All right, good for you. All right. I think we'll dismount. You know, sometimes my ideas are not that good. I understand that. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.com.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nursery room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Footnap. No naps allowed. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Map. 21 after map. The hour. It's a nap. Footnap. Nap. Map. Nap.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
As it is Thanksgiving week, about a traditional Thanksgiving songs that have developed, or the interest in them have developed over the years, including this one from Arlo Guthrie. I don't know why this became a Thanksgiving sort of song.
Roberta does. She knows everything there ever was to know about this song.
Yeah. I've lived this song.
Yeah. Why Thanksgiving? Why is it a...
It's just what happened at Thanksgiving. It's just, you know, it's part of a Thanksgiving tradition. Because they had a dinner and they were trying to throw out the garbage.
Yeah. But was it at Thanksgiving? This is the story of a Thanksgiving dinner?
I believe it was. Right, Rich?
I never got that out.
You're the expert on this one.
I believe it is, yes.
Yeah. All right, anyway, the story goes on and on and on. I just am trying to call your attention to some of the songs that will be sort of appropriate for this week. This is one of them. Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song.
Turkey for me.
My turkey for you.
New classic.
Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey. At the table.
Anybody see his new movie, Jack and Jill?
No, but I want to. Yeah. Even though I hear it's not very good.
Yeah, Chuck, our movie guy said it's terrible, and he likes all of the Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. He's trying too hard in some circumstances. This is a good, this is fun. All right, from Adam Sandler, we go to Little Eva.
Come on, let's turkey drop.
Now, see, I kind of get off on this.
I can see you dancing to this, Debbie.
Yeah. All right, I'm coming over to your house and we'll dance the turkey trot.
I'll do it with you.
Jennifer, yeah.
After too much turkey, I trot naturally.
Gobble, 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 yeah. So another one of the ladies, Little Eva, was Berry Gordy's babysitter. You know that story. That's how the locomotion came into being. And she did this in the same year. Dee Dee Sharp. This song is foolish, but the follow-up song by Dee Dee Sharp was even more foolish. From mashed potato time to gravy. That song, big hit, by the way. Both these songs were number one. Kept her on top of the charts for a couple of years, actually. Here's another one that's familiar for Thanksgiving. Jay and the Techniques. I always like this song.
Yeah, I like this one too.
A lot of fun. Fun song.
That's the game we used to play, yeah, yeah.
Can't sit still for this, Roberta.
I love dancing to this song.
Yeah. All right, here's the Reverend Horton Heat.
Who? Did you hear a who?
Yeah. Who? Oh, I want to go to his church.
Yeah. It's Brian Setzer type stuff.
Yeah. Thanksgiving songs. Our focus here on Good Day as we get into the beat. Here's Andrew Gold. I don't know. Other than it has thank you in the title, why this is a Thanksgiving song.
A lot of the thank you songs get the Thanksgiving nod.
For example, the one by Dido.
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 Dido was the dog on the Jetsons, right?
Dodo.
No, that was Dino.
Dino. All right. Don Henley has a good one. Surprised the boss doesn't have a Thanksgiving song, Roberta.
No, actually, he doesn't. He has Christmas songs.
Yeah, right. Well, there aren't a lot of people who have Thanksgiving songs, actually. Sam and Dave do.
Sam and
there's a guitar, Richie.
That was a keyboard there, Dudley.
Was that a keyboard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know who's got guitars, though.
Yes, they
ZZ
do.
Top has got guitars.
Oh, yeah.
This is the same song, redone by Sam.
Oh. Heard this version.
Oh, yeah.
You can't know everything. So, Thanksgiving week, are you traveling? Lots of people are. Be safe and just think about, really, the exercise this week is to think about, even if things are lousy, you have lots to be thankful for. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
For huge savings at the PetSmart Black Friday sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on select pet beds, collars, treats, rawhide, and more. And save 50% on all pet holiday products and apparel. Plus, save $5 on all Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. Don't miss these Black Friday deals and more. One day only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. Doors open at 7 a.m. while supplies last. Offer valid November 25th.
Save like it's Black Friday, now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be equal or lesser value to item purchase. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or ToysRUs.com for complete details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Monday on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Doug Steffen is here. And Roberta Fasinelli, who's the queen of cheap, has a couple of new deals, and we ought to get right to them because they're exciting and they may come in handy for Thanksgiving week. So let's go to, A, Chuck E. Cheese, or
she's the queen.
Here we go to
the diva.
Chuck B. Cheese.
Chuck B. Cheese.
Chuck C. Cheese.
Chuck
D. Cheese.
Chuck I. Chuck M. Chuck whatever.
Chuck M.
Well, we've got 4 coupons for Chuck E. Cheese for you. That's what that's all about. And it's, you know, money off on pizzas and money off on tokens for your kids to play
games. One second. So the queen of cheap knows all about saving money.
Yes.
Knows all about discounts, right?
Yes.
Doug, we all agree on that?
I think we do, Rich, yes.
Okay. And your point?
Is it coup or
coupon? Coupon.
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 Coupon, because it's C-O-U, so it's coupon.
I'll just say coupon just to be different.
It drives me nuts.
See, I was always a coupon guy.
I know, you say coupon.
I do say coupon.
I think it depends where you are in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, coupon sounds kind of like, you know, very queenish and, you know, uppity.
Like great coupon.
Coupon.
Hey, you want to look at my coupon? I mean, that's just weird.
I'm going to go to Walmart and use my coupon.
Your coupon. See? I've got a better rating.
You might want to get back to the substance.
Chuck E. Cheese coupons we have for you. And we also have one of the coupons is also for a set of earplugs, because you need that at Chuck E. Cheese if you've ever been to one.
You may need it listening to this program, too.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
I got those.
Now, this next one, this Old Navy coupon, I was at Old Navy last night, and I didn't have this, and I didn't see it till after I got back, and I was really aggravated. In fact, I'm thinking of taking the stuff that I bought and returning it to Old Navy and just asking them to apply this, because you save $5 on a purchase of $25, and I paid like, I don't know, $25, $26 yesterday. I spent last night at the Old Navy just getting a couple of shirts. So this is $5 off a purchase of $25. It only lasts another day or two, so make sure you get there quickly. We also have Family Dollar. Same thing, $5 off a purchase of $25. You know, hey, somebody wants to give me $5, I'll take it. We have free Woolite Extra Dark Hair Sample. Now, I don't like to push products or anything, but this Woolite Extra Dark Hair, because I'm from New York. Hey, you know, I wear black. Pastels scare me, you know? So I need this stuff that it won't fade all my black clothes. And this Woolite Extra Dark actually does it. Like I said, they're not paying me or anything to say this. I just happen to use it, and I think it's a great product. And you can get a free sample of it. Free Taste of Home app. This is kind of cool. You can get recipes on your cell phone. I mean, you get everything on your cell phone, right? So if you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get thousands of seasonal and holiday recipes. You can also do what's kind of cool is you can see what locally available ingredients are in your area, and you can get recipes that pertain to those local ingredients. And you can also build a recipe collection on it. So it's pretty good. You can share it on Facebook. You know, they'll do all that sort of stuff. And here's something if you love Build-A-Bear and you want to throw some bucks away, 25% on your entire purchase at Build-A-Bear through the 23rd. So only another day or two to bring your kids there and get the stuff before Christmas. Actually, I had a birthday party for my daughter at Build-A-Bear, and they did a really nice job.
It's a nice store.
And it wasn't the bears themselves were not very pricey, but, boy, I had to limit the kids to like $20 each for accessories because otherwise, you know, you get the bear for, I don't know how much is the bear, $20, something like that, but then the accessories can add another $100 to the deal. So here's 25% off your entire purchase. Actually, if your kid already has a Build-A-Bear, it's a great idea for the holiday purchases. You get them some accessories for their existing one.
And just a neat company. I got to see the woman speak who owns the corporation.
Oh, yeah?
Just a neat, neat, neat woman. She's like 60 years old.
Uh-huh.
And started it in her basement with the girl that lived next door. The families were great friends, and the girl wanted to get into some more crafts, and the little girl kind of came up with the idea, and now she's 24 years old, just out of college,
and
helps run the company with the lady.
And a millionaire, right?
Yeah. Neat, neat story.
Very, very cool.
Good stories. We like the good stories here on Good Day. Speaking of stories, Roberta lives in New York City. There's a new operation that has started up. If you go online to Face Touch Up, a creative marketing idea, plastic surgery company called Face Touch Up, series of apps that can be customized for plastic surgeons with the practice information, the bio, the procedures, the gallery of before and after pictures. So when you see what they've done, it's kind of like buying land in Arizona. One picture of land in Arizona describes every inch of land that there is in Arizona. So the same thing may be said for facial plastic surgery, bariatric surgery as well. So they have the samples. If you click on it, or if you use this, Richie.
This is great.
You visualize the new you.
Yeah.
Right.
I like this.
Premier tool for visualizing plastic surgery results.
I love this.
Roberta would love,
Roberta, what's left to do?
That.
Oh, my gosh.
You've done it all. You're the after picture on this website.
Well, I got a, actually, this nose that they have on the website is almost exactly what my nose was and what it looks like now. Except I got a little bump in it because you're not supposed to wear sunglasses for a while, and I was like a smartass, and I put sunglasses on. You know.
And it causes a bump?
Yeah, it caused a bump in the cartilage, so it's like two little bumps, and I may feel
well, it just gives you a new reason to go back and see your surgeon.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Let's go fly back out to L.A.
Touch up. Is a
you can't find a good plastic surgeon in New York?
Well, he was in New York, and he's actually a facial reconstruction surgeon. Like when you go through your windshield and stuff, he puts you back
together
again.
Like the lady who had her face ripped off by the chimpanzee?
Exactly.
That's the guy who did your face?
He did my nose.
Oh, okay.
And he's also an ear, nose, and throat guy, so I really trusted him. So when he went out to L.A., I followed him.
Good for you, Roberta.
Yeah.
There are some good ones. Ellen Ratner's sister-in-law, Pam the... The knife.
Pam the knife. That's what you call it, right? Pam the knife.
Oh, my God.
Everybody calls
funny
it.
Funny stuff. 20 before the hour on Good Day. Speaking of your face, have you tried the Fountain of Youth yet? If you have not, this is the way. You don't have to go to that website we were just talking about. You don't have to do what Roberta has done. You do what Richie and I are doing and so many other people. You go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and get America's number one anti-aging serum called the Fountain of Youth free. That's all you have to know. Other than when Richie and I put it on, we knew immediately we'd like it because men don't want greasy, oily, smelly stuff on their skin. And this has none of those properties. Has no odor, has no grease, there's nothing that lingers. You put it on, the only thing that lingers is the hydration. That's what this thing is all about. Peptides that hydrate your skin, increase it by 90%, therefore reducing the wrinkles over the first month or two. Then you keep using it, you keep the wrinkles from developing again. If you're over 35, you need to go online to this organicattitude.com website, enter the radio code Good Day, and why not get, I'm going to give you a little secret. Okay, shh. Don't tell anybody this. But if you have two web addresses or you have two ways of identifying people in your family, get a free bottle for everybody. Okay? Roberta, that means you and Victoria on separate web addresses can get
That's right.
Richie, you and your wife can get it. Jennifer, mm-hmm. you and your mother, your father, whoever, you can all get. There's no limit on how many go to the same family, but you're not going to be able to order them all on the same with the same email address. So go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and you'll discover why this thing is so successful. It works, it works, it works. And you try the first bottle free, you pay a little shipping and handling, that's it. So if you want a deal or you know somebody who is not going to be offended by you putting this in their stocking, they're going to think you love them. So why not try it and get it free as you get started? OrganicAttitude.com has the Fountain of Youth. Just use the radio code GOODDAY for your first free bottle.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNippison, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Backed by research that shows parent, family, and community involvement in education correlates with higher academic performance and school improvement, the National Education Association and Parenting Magazine released Tuesday the Family School Community Partnerships 2.0. Released on Parents' Day during the 90th anniversary of American Education Week, the guide aims to help educators develop more effective partnerships with the most important people in their students' lives. NEA Vice President Lily Eskelson.
Educators say that engaging families is their number one challenge. It's also part of the job that they feel the least prepared for. So NEA is working hard to raise awareness about the important roles that parents, families, and communities can play in raising student performance.
The new publication is from NEA's Priority Schools campaign, the organization's effort in 17 states to help transform 39 low-performing schools. For more, visit neapriorityschools.org.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
All right, time for us to review what's going on, not only tonight on television. We had Stana Koenig on with us earlier talking about Castle.
Yeah, the very dramatic episode tonight.
Dramatic there. Last night, I don't know if last night with the American movie, I went back and forth a couple times while I was watching The Good Wife to the American Music Awards, and it was, okay, I'm not much into those shows, but it did do well, I think, in the ratings, as those shows usually do. And did nicely for Taylor Swift. Who were the other winners, Jen, that are of note? Any surprises?
No surprises. Lady Antebellum, I think, took home a couple.
If I may, the surprise was the outfit that J-Lo was wearing and how...
I didn't see her outfit. What was she wearing? Was it...
Not much.
Really?
Yeah. Not much.
Look at Rich. All of a sudden, he's sad he missed it.
I gotta get on this.
Hey, you know, tonight is the big finale for Dancing with the Stars, but probably the biggest story, Dougie, was Regis retiring.
Yeah, last Friday. Yep.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
I have a hot breaking news story. Are you
really?
Ready?
His new show.
No, he doesn't. But I have the list of the people that are being considered for the role to take him over.
Who shows up today?
Okay, today I think Jerry Seinfeld is co-hosting.
So why did they get rid of him until they had a new permanent host? Why are they going to play this game?
I don't know. I think they're doing it for ratings. First of all, they made a ton of money on Friday's show. And then through the holidays, Kelly takes a lot of time off. So I have a feeling you'll get the announcement maybe in January. Yeah. But they're going to do Jerry Seinfeld, Jeff Probst, Neil Patrick Harris, Anderson Cooper, and Ryan Seacrest. Those are going to be the co-hosts over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But those guys are all pretty busy. So the realistic list has come out. And Andy Cohen is at the top of it.
Who's
He he does Watch What Happens Live. He's very well known in New York. He's a New York-based guy, but he's very well known.
So why
on
does
Bravo
he have
Network.
National appeal if he's a New
because
York guy?
He's guested with Kelly, and I guess they have a really good
that doesn't
chemistry.
Make that the New Yorkers do not hack it in sandwich country.
Just saying, he's number one on the list. Mark Consuelos is also there. That's Kelly's husband. Carson Kressley, who was on Dancing with the Stars and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Mario Lopez is being considered. And then this one is the one that I'm kind of excited about. Ralph Macchio, who's been on this show before.
Yeah.
He's on the list. Cameron Matheson from All My Children. And Jerry O'Connell. Those
They're
are
all losers.
In
they
the
all
running.
Are losers.
No.
Unless you've got somebody that's a name.
Who do you think
can
do it?
People,
you're not going to, unless they're Regis or some other guy from the 60s, you're not going to be happy. What's wrong with Ralph Macchio?
No. Well, I didn't say there's anything wrong with him. I'm just telling you that
you
audience.
Call them a loser?
Well, not, they are all losers in terms of this because they won't. The people, the audience of that show is interesting dichotomy. Unless they want to blow away everybody who's over 50, and that may be what they're trying to do, they won't maintain a success because those are the people that are available. Women and women at home and people over 50 are the available audience. So unless you bring somebody in, I'm just talking from a strategic point of view. I don't really care what they do. It's making a difference to me one way or the other. But I will tell you that in terms of what the audience is that's available for that show and the acceptance, if they go way off the deep end on the other end, they will lose the upper end of what they had.
So Kelly was there for the young and
Kelly
Regis
is there for the young,
for the boomers, for the older boomers.
Kelly was there for the young women at home who appreciated what she was all about, and Regis was there for people who are older. It was a great blend.
Who can do it then? All right, so if nobody fits on the list, who do you say is the one?
Other than me?
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Besides you.
Harry Smith.
Harry would be is a little too tight, but not bad. He'd be okay. You got to have somebody. Regis's brilliance was his ability to play. Regis likes to play. He had every circumstance that you could find. He would have fun with it. He was relaxed. He was comfortable. Remember, the guy's been on television for 60 years.
Right,
he was like McMahon.
Course, so now what happens?
But you got to have somebody else who's like that, who's not going to be worried about himself and what he looks like and how he comes across. What does his story sound
like?
Waiting
for a name.
You know, Rich, I don't know that
Doug
I really
Steffen.
Have a name. I mean,
everybody call in.
It would
Doug
be a great
Steffen.
Venue for somebody like me because I'm relaxed in my own skin. If you get somebody in there who is not who's trying to
Bob
make
Sajak.
A name for him or herself. Nah.
Pat Sajak
would actually be a good, that'd be a good choice, Richie. I would buy that. Yeah, Sajak would be very good, actually. Now that you mentioned it. 51 after on Good Day.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Joining us now is Michael Levine, who is the operator of LBN eAlert, which is a great source of information, LBN eAlert. Check it out online. He runs Levine's Communication in Los Angeles. It isn't Levine's, it's Levine. It's the LCO office, Levine Communication. He has had some of the most notable clients in his PR tent over the years, including Demi Moore. So she's divorcing Ashton Kutcher. What does she need to do? She looks horrible. So this thing has obviously taken its toll on her, Michael.
Well, first of all, anyone who's ever been through a divorce, and that's many people, know that it's like sticking a hot butter knife in your eye. It's awful.
Yeah.
And it's not awful for days or weeks. It's awful for a long time.
Yep.
And so, I mean, I think people have to be a little sympathetic as they consider what terrible pain divorce feels like. And it feels that way whether you're a millionaire or a billionaire or got $1,000 in your pocket. It's still a terrible trauma. And I started representing Demi Moore back when she was 19 years old.
So wow.
This is her third marriage. Yeah. Most people don't know that. She was married to a rock musician named Freddie Moore when she was 19,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, Bruce Willis, and now Ashton Kutcher. And I'm sure this is a terrible, terrible trauma and pain for a brilliant and talented lady.
Why do these people keep going down that same street? Why does it seem more visible? Is it a microcosm of society, or is it, as many think, it's Hollywood?
Well, the pressures of being married in modern life are much greater than they were, say, 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, most people didn't live as long.
Right.
So, you got married and often died somewhere in your 60s. Today, you can live till you're 85 or 90 easily. Marriage lasts longer. It seems that modern life offers a myriad of complexities and problems that make intimacy and real lasting intimacy that much more difficult or complicated.
Right.
These are hard times for lovers.
Isn't that an interesting observation? Well put. That's very interesting. Is it a hard time for guys like Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich? They're not lovers, but
no, they're not. But I got to tell you, I have been. First of all, I should reveal to you that throughout the years, our company has represented Newt Gingrich from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Never represented Ron Paul. But we've represented Newt Gingrich when he's had books out and so forth. And, he has just done what I guess I fairly expected or predicted. He's gone into these debates, and he's just blown people away.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing Newt Gingrich in the Republican debates to the other candidates is like comparing Michael Jordan to a 10-year-old in a game of one-on-one. He is so much better, so much smarter. In fact, if I were President Obama, that is the last guy on the planet I want to debate.
Now, isn't that interesting? Because a lot of people have said, you've seen speculation in some of the news media this week, that the Democrats would relish going up against Gingrich because he has so much baggage.
Well, they may relish going up against Gingrich in one sense, but I promise you, with all my sincerity, they do not, underlined all capitals italic, do not want to debate Newt Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
Now, President Obama is brilliant and articulate, and even he knows that he's no match in a debate with Newt Gingrich. I encourage all my friends listening to the show right now, during the next debate, watch Newt Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
It is like watching Rembrandt paint. He is that good.
Yeah.
He is that brilliant. Now, you may not like him. You may choose to vote against him. You may not. But in terms of ability to lay out logical, cogent, historically rooted, and accurate arguments for his point of view, buckle up, brother.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how you would... And that's the way people often judge. That's why these debates, they're having so many, because people do judge what they think about a candidate by what is going on, what you see in these in the videos of these various debates. So some interesting and rather sage commentary from Michael Levine. The LBN eLert is available online. He is the president and founder of Levine Communication Office, LCO, online in Los Angeles here.